基督的福音。李定武牧师主讲，第二讲，基督的诞生。今天的经文记载在以赛亚书七章十四节和以赛亚书九章一到七节。以赛亚书七章十四节，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利。以赛亚书九章一到七节，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分乳物那样的快乐。因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在血中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be to you all.
我们今天早上思想一个信息。
Today we're going to be thinking about this following message.
基督的诞辰就是以马内利。
The birth of Christ is Emmanuel.
我们再读一段圣经，在以赛亚书第九章。
Let us go through the book of Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章第一节到第七节，我们用起音的方式。
Let's do it in a responsive way, from verse 1 through verse 7.
让我先开始读单数。
I'll start and congregation will respond.
第九章第一节，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得到荣耀。
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜悦，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分乳物那样的快乐。
因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在血中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
第七节我们一同来读啊。他政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
万军之耶和华热心必成就这事。
我们低头做一个祷告。
bow down.
我们的主，我们的神，我们当我们来敬拜你的时候。
God, our Savior, when we come before you to worship you.
我们邀请你的圣灵在我们中间做奇妙的工作。
We invite your Spirit to come into us to perform miracles in us.
充满我们的心。
To fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit.
让我们的敬拜，我们的赞美能蒙你自己的悦纳。
So that our worship and our praise will be accepted by you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Please listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Handel 在他的弥赛亚的圣乐曲里面
The musician Handel, he wrote this collection of hymns called Messiah.
用美妙庄严的歌声向全世界做了一个宣告
Now utilizing the solemn and beautiful music, he made this announcement to the whole world.
将有一个童女怀孕生子
A son would be born to a virgin.
他的名字是奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is Mighty God. His name is Prince of Peace.
这个预言在主耶稣基督诞生前700年以赛亚就给了。
In this prediction, the prophecy was given 700 years before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不但用刚才我们所讲的这四个名字来描写我们的主耶稣基督。
It wasn't just that he used only those four names to describe our Lord Jesus.
而且特别他说出他的名字是以马内利。
And especially in the chapter before that, he announced to us that the name was Emmanuel.
这个意思就是神与我们同在。
And that means God is with us.
这就是圣诞带给我们的信息。
And this is the message that's brought to us by the birth of Christ, or today known as Christmas.
神要与你与我跟随他生命改变的人永永远远的同在。
God is going to dwell among us, all of us who have accepted Him, who have had our life-changing experience with our acceptance of Jesus as our Savior.
不但如此，圣经上这样说。
Not only that, but it also says in the Scriptures,
政权必担在他的肩头上。
Government will be upon His shoulders.
他名称奇妙测试。
His name is Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
There's going to be no end to the increase of his government and his peace.
他必在大卫的宝座上。
He's going to reign on David's throne.
治理他的国。
He's going to reign over his kingdom.
以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
He's going to establish this kingdom and uphold this kingdom.With justice and righteousness.
从今直到永远。
From this time on, forevermore.
这是以赛亚书第九章第六节到第七节给我们的好消息。
This is a good news, glad tidings is given to us in verses 6 and 7 in Isaiah chapter 9.
今天我们来思想基督的诞辰。
Today, let us reconsider the birth of Jesus Christ.
带给我们一个信息。
It really brings us just one message.
基督由童女所生。
Jesus was born of a virgin.
以公平公义永远与他子民同在。
He indwells among us in justice and peace forever and ever.
什么是基督诞辰对全人类的意义呢
？What is the ultimate meaning of the birth of Christ to all of humankind?
他的诞辰对全人类有超然的影响。
His birth has this exceedingly great influence on the whole humankind.
有三方面不可或缺的意义。
There's three aspects.To this meaning of his birth.
第一点
First of all,
人因为犯罪而失去了神的同在
Because of the sin of our ancestor, we were driven out of the Garden of Eden and we lost God's presence.
而借着耶稣的诞辰，这个失去的同在又复得了
But this presence of God, this God with us that was lost, was restored to us by the birth of Jesus Christ.
第二点
Second of all,
童女生子见证了神的同在，这是一个神迹。
The virgin birth is a miracle. It bears testimony to the fact that God is with us.
第三点
Number three.
基督诞辰实现了神的同在。
And the birth of Jesus Christ brings out the fulfillment of God's plan to be forever with us.
圣诞的信息就是神与人同在。
This is the message of Christmas. God is with us.
这就是以马内利。
This is what Emmanuel means.
我们先从第一个角度，我们来思想基督诞辰的意义。
Let's think about the birth of Christ, from this first aspect.
我们刚才讲了，人因为犯罪而失去了神的同在。
Because of our original sin, we lost favor with God was driven out.
那圣诞带给我们的信息就是神同在的福德，重新又得到了这个同在。
And really, this first message that is brought to us by Christmas is that this presence of God, this indwelling, has been restored to us.
所以圣诞的意义就是人类得救的一个指标。
And this is a sign. This is a sign that our humankind has finally been given salvation.
当我们一思想到主耶稣基督诞辰了
every time we think about the birth of Christ,
这就是一个人类得救的指标。
This is a sign that mankind has been saved.
刚才我们读到七章十四节。
Just then we covered verse 14 of chapter 7.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。
Therefore, the Lord Himself is going to give you the sign.
这个兆头就是指标。
This is a sign that is the goal of God.
接着在第九章第六节里面，以赛亚说。
And then in chapter 9, verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a child is born.
为了全世界的人类，那个失落的人类而生的救主耶稣基督。
And this Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, was born. To save the whole world, all of the people that were at one time lost.
所以你说啊，我们怎么样准备圣诞节呢
？So how is it that we should prepare for this festival of Christmas?
第一个就在我们的心中，一思想到圣诞的时候。
First of all, deep down in our hearts, the moment we think about Christmas,
我们就想到这是一个人类得救的指标。
We realize that this is a sign of our salvation.
当你去 Macy, 当你去JCPenney 各个地方去买东西的时候，送礼物的时候。
When you go shopping for presents or for your own things in Macy's and JCPenney's, what is it that you're thinking about?
你心中应当有个意念。
You should have this concept in your heart.
这么拥挤的人群，现在人类有了一个得救的指标了。
All these crowds that are crowding around these mega malls for shopping, they were lost, but now they've been saved.
神当初造人的时候，把亚当夏娃放在一个很美好的园子里面，伊甸园。
Remember back when God first created mankind, He put Adam and Eve in this garden of paradise called Garden of Eden.
在那个伊甸园里面有神的同在。
In this Garden of Eden, God's presence was everlasting.
但是当亚当夏娃选择了一个不顺从神的时候
，But when Adam and Eve chose disobedience,
他们的罪成了神跟人之间的阻挡
，And their sin became this obstacle between man and God.
因此他们被赶出伊甸园，失去了神的同在。
So therefore, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and God's presence was lost forever.
因此，你看到这个世界是在一个暴风雨的一个压迫之下。
And this whole world has since then living under the oppression of this storm.
人抵挡神，人抵挡人，各种的战争，各种的罪孽在这个地上发生。
And God, man rebelling against man fighting and disobeying God.The world is just wrecked with wars and famines.
但是我们相信圣经的人，我们有盼望。
But those of us that believe in the biblical message, there is hope for us.
虽然有战争，但是我们的信息仍然是一个盼望的信息。
Even though there's all these wars around the world, our message is one of hope.
因为圣诞的信息就是神同在的福德。
Because the message of Christmas is the restoration of God's presence with us.
当以赛亚在主生之前七百年预言的时候
，Back when 700 years before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the prophet Isaiah was already making this prediction.
他的预言是针对的当时犹大王亚哈斯王而讲的。
Actually, the immediate target of his message was the king of Judah. Ahaz.
因为亚哈斯王拒绝相信神
，because this king he rejected God.
因此呢，神给他了一个兆头。
So God through Isaiah told him, "Okay, I'm going to give you a sign myself."
神要坚固他，而且并且要确定他得救的应许。
God wanted to strengthen his faith in God. God wanted to give some reassurances.
今天同样的人类在罪的陷阱中间。
Similarly, today, mankind is also living in sin.
失去了神的同在。
We have lost God's togetherness with us.
但慈爱的神仍然在追寻着这些罪人们。
But the merciful God has
is still pursuing us because he still loves us.
借着每年我们思想到圣诞的时候，
therefore every single year at Christmas,
我们思想到那个得救的指标在我们的中间。
We think about this sign, this goal that God has to save us.
神借着那个圣诞得救的指标来坚固这一群在黑暗中间走不出困境的人。
All of us who are walking around in darkness, who cannot save ourselves, God so loved us that He wanted us to give a sign that there is hope for us.
所以在路加福音里面，我们看到天使做了一个宣布。
So therefore, you can see in the Gospel according to Luke.
在第二章第十一节到十二节里面。
In chapter 2, verses 11 and 12.
因今天在大卫的城里。
Today in the town of David,
为你们生了救主
a Savior is born to you,
就是主基督
He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩
You will find a baby,
包着布卧在马槽里
Wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
那就是记号
This is a sign.
这是人类得拯救的记号
This is the sign of our mankind's salvation.
弟兄姐妹，当我们每年来思想圣诞的时候
So every year when we think about Christmas,
我们应当思想到这个神同在这个的福德的好信息。
We must think about this good, happy tidings of God's presence being restored to us.
我们要思想到亚当的罪使全人类陷在困境里面。
We must think about back in the days when the sin of one man, Adam, landed all of us in dire straits.
今天全世界都在罪恶的管制之下。
Today, the whole world lives under the rule of sin.
但基督的诞辰带来了盼望。
But the birth of Christ brought us hope.
基督教我们的信息是一个盼望的信息。
So, you know, what is the ultimate message of Christianity? It is a message of hope.
就像第九章第六节讲，因有一婴孩为我们而生。
It's just like it says in chapter 9, verse 6, to us a child is born.
这个救主是一个婴孩的方式来到这个世界。
This Savior, He came into the world in the form of a helpless baby.
婴孩是一个是温柔的。
A baby, an infant, is gentle.
婴孩是无助的。
It's helpless.
我们的救主神居然以一个婴孩无助的方式来到这个世界。
Think about it. Doesn't it just boggle your mind that this Lord of Lords, that God came into this world in the form of a helpless infant.
我们的救主是谦和，是温柔的，是道成肉身。
Our Lord Jesus is full of humility and gentleness, and He is Word becoming flesh.
而这一位婴孩救主带来了拯救，带给了人类的得救的指标。
And this is what He brought into the world. That you know, the birth of Him is the salvation.That we humans have been waiting for.
圣诞的信息除了这个之外，还有第二方面。
And there's the second aspect to the message of Christmas.
我们看到第七章十四节第中段的时候讲到。
And in chapter 7, verse 14,
必有童女生子。
This child will be born out of a virgin.
圣诞节一来到的时候，我们就思想的不但是个指标，而且是童女生子。
And we not only think of Christmas as a sign that salvation has been restored. But we also think about the fact that the baby is born out of a virgin.
童女生子是一个神奇。
And you know, virgin birth is a miracle in and of itself.
因此每次我们来思想圣诞的时候。
So every time when we think about Christmas,
不但是一个指标，得救的指标。
Not only do we think about this sign of salvation,
而且是一个神能力同在的一个见证，一个神迹。
And this actually bears testimony to the fact that God's power is seen in the very performance of this miracle.
你知道现在活在这个世纪的时候。
You know, in this day and age, when we're living in the 21st century,
我们的生活的紧张远比过去的几个世纪都快速。
And the pace of our life is so fast that we live under...More stress than all of the previous centuries combined.
常常在这个世界上的人，我们不但对明天我们惧怕。
You know, not only are we, you know, all of us who live in this world afraid of tomorrow.
因为明天有很多的未知数。
Because there's just so many too many unknowns in this tomorrow.
你不知道新的一年中是不是仍然有你的工作。
You don't even know whether you're going to have your job in the following year.
你不知道新的一年中你亲爱的人、你的父母、你的儿女、你的妻子、你的丈夫是不是身体会健康。
And you don't even know the next year whether your loved ones will still remain healthy. You know, your spouse, your children, your parents, are they still going to be healthy? Are they still going to be around?
今天我们惧怕，因为惧怕了明天的未知数。
We fear because we fear the unknown that is meant by tomorrow.
你知道，不但我们惧怕明天。明天的未知数。
Not only are we afraid of the unknowns of tomorrow.
我们还惧怕明天的已知数。
But we're also afraid of what's already known and what is already known to happen in the future.
因为在新的一年中，我有很多的责任我要去做。
Right, we already know there are a lot of things are going to happen in the following year, which includes a lot of the difficult tasks that we have.We will be called upon to perform.
有这么多的责任压在我的肩头，明年我能够胜任吗？
And you're just going to say to yourself, all these responsibilities resting on my shoulders, am I even going to survive?
但是你知道吗？我们信主的人，我们有勇气面对明天。
But those of us who believe in the Lord, we have the courage to face tomorrow.
因为当我们思想我们的思想圣诞的时候。
But because at this time of Christmas, when we think about the birth of Christ,
不但我们的主耶稣基督乃是一个指标，得救的指标。
Not only was the birth of Christ a sign of our salvation,
而他的乃也是神能力的一个见证，因为是个神迹。
And his very birth out of virgin was a demonstration of God's sovereign power.
是的，明年有很多的未知数，我惧怕。
Yes, indeed, there are a lot of unknowns next year that I'm very afraid of.
但是靠着那加给我能力的，我万事都可以做。
I can do everything by depending on the one who gives me power.
因为那童女生子的见证代表了主的能力与他同在，也与我同在。
Because the testimony of the virgin birth of the Lord means God is with the virgin and God is with me also.
是的，明年有很多的责任我要去做。
And there's a lot of known factors for the following year.
我不知道能不能承担。
I am not sure if I'm going to be up to it.
但是靠着那加能力给我的那个神，我可以靠着他的力量去做。
By relying on the one and only God who gives me strength, I can do everything.